Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sometimes discrimination against Christian viewpoints is so bizarre that you might think some of this has to be made up, but unfortunately, it's real. But people are pushing back. We're going to be talking today about several different situations on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, the first situation we want to talk about is the Arkansas State University football team and how one person ultimately objected because some of the teammates wanted to put a cross on their helmets to honor two of their lost teammates who died recently. The athletes decided to mourn their loss by adding a small vinyl cross on their helmets, and some attorney there ultimately objected, saying that it was an establishment of religion. And that's when the ASU counsel, Lucinda McDaniel, told the players that they had to cut the bottom of the cross off so that it resembles a plus sign.
Which is worthless and meaningless. So an attack on Christianity to the point that they're saying you must deface, chop off part of the cross so it doesn't represent Christianity. This is so bizarre, Matt. First of all, let's be clear here. This wasn't the administration of Arizona State University leading this charge. This wasn't any agent of the government who said, let's put these crosses on these football helmets. This is student-led. These were these football players saying, we're going to honor the memory and mourn the loss of our fallen teammates by putting a cross on the back of our helmet, which is absolutely their constitutional prerogative to do. This Lucinda McDaniel clearly doesn't know the first thing about the United States Constitution, the First Amendment. Makes you wonder what else she doesn't know about when it comes to law.
Yes, two other teammates were killed this year. Markel Owens, he was a former equipment manager, and he was ultimately killed in a car crash in June of this year. Barry Weyer was the director of athletics, and he was ultimately killed in a gun battle, somehow was shot in Tennessee in January. So both of these people that were part of the team were killed earlier this year. So I'm looking right now at the back of an ASU helmet, and there is, in the back of this helmet, 15, which is the number of this particular player. And 15 is pretty good size. Right above it is a vertical sticker, and in that vertical sticker is a cross. It's white, and on the left-hand side is M-O for Markel Owens. On the right-hand side is B-W for Barry Weyer. So they were honoring these two members of the team, and this was done by the student-athletes. They wanted to put this little sticker on the back of their helmet. Frankly, from the sidelines, I don't know how you're even going to see that unless you take out binoculars to find out what
that
is.
Yeah.
Not that it matters, but obviously this attorney in Arkansas objected. And so he sent a letter to the school saying that this would violate the establishment of religion and therefore it should be stopped. So as a result, the general counsel, the school's counsel, sent a letter saying to the players, now you got to cut off the bottom, which means that they would have to take that take that vertical sticker and they'd have to cut it so that the bottom would be the same height as the top, meaning that it would look like a plus sign.
Rendering it completely meaningless and disjointed. It wouldn't even have any meaning at that point. What? This is just bizarre, but it just shows you, I think, the story here, Matt. The underlying story here is, why is it that so many administrations across the country fold like cheap lawn chairs? It's like they're afraid of their shadow when some loudmouthed atheist comes knocking, some anti-Christian bigot. Why do they fold and capitulate to these anti-Christian bigots? It's bizarre.
It's bizarre. I mean, this cross is maybe 2 inches at the most high and about an inch wide, I'm just guessing, in terms of the size. So this person wants you to cut off a certain amount of the portion in the middle, and that somehow magically makes it constitutional. This is nuts. Well, Liberty Counsel sent a letter to the school and to the chancellor of this school saying two things. One, we'll defend you at no charge if, in fact, you put this, if you reverse yourself and you're sued because you're in the right. This is student-initiated speech. And secondly, if you don't change your mind, we told the chancellor, Tim Hudson, that we will represent students and bring a lawsuit against the school because this is a violation, clearly, of the student's right to free speech. This is a student-led initiative. The high school athletic coach didn't do this. The school didn't do this. This is a student-led initiative. And they want to honor the memory of some of their people that were instrumental in the football program. And in the midst of them mourning and honoring the loss of these individuals, they're now having to face this battle. Well, the good news is that the school did reverse itself, and now these students can honor the memory of their fallen colleagues that died earlier this year.
And that is good news, but that's because, you know, Liberty Counsel and we're here to educate schools like the University of Arkansas. And when they listen and do the right thing, then they are to be praised. So, good for the university here for reversing course. Now, anti-Christian bigotry is not exclusive to Arkansas. It's alive and well in Massachusetts. A situation with Gordon College and the town of Lynn, Massachusetts, discriminating against Gordon College because of their Christian faith.
Yeah, and this is a situation where this particular college is a Christian college, and they have allowed their students, encouraged their students to volunteer to help those that are in need and those that are poor. According to the Boston Business Journal, they have provided a range of volunteer services, including a formal student teaching help and mentoring and tutoring programs in a nearby place of Massachusetts called Lynn, Massachusetts, which is an old industrial town of about 90,000 people, about 10 miles north of downtown Boston. And this particular school, the students, they provided this free of charge. Each year they had about 80 to 100 fourth graders on campus for a college day. They plan to expand the program this fall to help about 500 youngsters from the elementary schools in Lynn. Well, guess what happened? Were they acknowledged as being gratuitous and very helpful, and were they thanked for their volunteerism? No. What ultimately happened was the city of Lynn fathers, or the leaders there, and its president signed a letter requesting that President Obama include a religious exemption in his expected executive order regarding the Employment Non-Discrimination Act.
President of Gordon College, right,
yeah, Michael Gordon Lindsay. College. But others actually wanted to have this law, ENDA, prohibit this kind of action so that you wouldn't be able to provide any kind of benefit or activity if, in fact, you ultimately had a religious belief regarding biblical sexuality.
Well, that's what the Lynn city government here, they said, we don't want your volunteerism anymore because your president signed on to this letter asking the president to provide religious protections against ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Well, because of that, the city of Lynn said, we don't want your volunteerism anymore. Go away, Christians.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to believe that because Gordon College is a Christian college and believes in biblical mandates and values that homosexuality is wrong and same-sex marriage is not biblical or permissible, it's not consistent with natural law, then they don't want their volunteerism. I mean, they would rather have their fourth graders and all the other people that need help go without help because someone has a Christian commitment and viewpoint. This is the radicalism against Christianity. This is why we need to stand up, push back every time this kind of ugly discrimination raises its head. Go to lc.org for more information. Again, the website is lc.org. You can go to lc.org to learn about Liberty Counsel. We encourage you to let us know what's going on in your community, like, for example, the ASU case with the discrimination against the cross or the Gordon College case. We wouldn't know that they even exist if you didn't let us know. We search the web all the time and find these news stories, but sometimes we might not see those news stories. And the only way that we can get involved to reverse these situations is if you are the eyes and ears on the ground for Liberty Counsel. Call Liberty Counsel and get us involved. Again, the number is 800-671-1776, and our website is lc.org, lc.org. You can go to lc.org or libertycouncil.com to listen to this program. Send it out to your friends. Also, Freedom's Call, which you may not receive in your local area. It's on around 500 radio stations. Go to libertycouncil.com or lc.org for this and other information.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.